Nationals members copped a handful of home truths at its AGM over the weekend. Former leader Sir John Key didn't pull his punches on any aspect of the party's performance, which suffered a clobbering in last month's election. He said disunity and a leadership revolving door made National lame ducks at the voting booth. Earlier, I asked Sir John whether he'd sugarcoated his message to the party at all.
No, but I mean, look, it was an important time as we came together after the election to, you know, take stock and have a bit of a reality check that while this was a very unusual election and we were up against one-term government, you know, COVID-19 drowned out every other sort of opportunity to get a message out there, it would be very easy, I think, for us in the National Party to say, well, look, it was solely that. We don't bear any responsibility. Tough luck will come back next time in 23. I think that's just a bit too convenient because the reality is that we do have to take some responsibility. We did get some things wrong. And if we don't learn from them, we'll just repeat them and we won't win. So if we're committed enough to winning, then we have to actually have a genuine attempt at analysing what went wrong and then looking to correct it.
Okay, so how can National reclaim the 413,000 votes, I think it was, that went to other parties? Just how big is this task?
Yeah, well, that's why I sort of quantified. I mean, 413,800 votes is a huge number of votes. Doesn't mean you can't get them back, but we're not talking about a few people around the corner. We're talking about, you know, more than the entire population of Christchurch. So, I mean, I think there's a few things. Firstly, you have to get control of the media agenda in the way that what they report. And if you don't have, you know, if you stop the leaking, you don't have disunity, all those things, eventually those messages stop, and then the messages that the public start hearing from you are the ones they want to hear, which are the ones about them. And you start to get a chance to say, look, here's a contrast of what we would do as a government. And then you also get a chance to actually critique the government on what they're doing in, you know, in your opinion, wrong and failing in. And so in the end, actually voters respond to that. What they don't respond to is endless stories about yourself, because that's really not that interesting to them.
Okay, so on Peter Goodfellow's speech, he spoke about Jacinda Ardern being televangical. He spoke about it being tyrannical. Is he making a mistake in saying some of those things, which obviously have been picked up by the media? And is he beginning to go down a Trumpian road?
Well, I think in the end it's for the National Party leadership, if you like, to sort of, you know, say the things that they want to say and ultimately to critique that. That's not, you know, really my job these days because I'm just a
It's maybe not your
leader,
job, but you are, well, you're just a former leader. You're just a very popular former leader and you're still a significant person within the National Party. So I'm interested in your opinion on what the president is saying and how he's framing things.
Well, what I would say is this is my version of the way we should look at it. I think it's really simple to sit back and say Jacinda Ardern will be easy to beat, and that she'll make mistakes and that people will tire of her and that, you know, the government will fail. And that's called the hope strategy. And in my opinion, hope is not a strategy, because if we sit around waiting for Jacinda to make mistakes, then we're not going to win the election in 2023.
Think that Peter Goodfellow has grasped that is a problem? Or do you think...
Well, I think it's a mistake.
Do you think he fails to understand why people have flocked to Jacinda Ardern, and therefore is he the right person to be president of the National Party in the future?
Well, I definitely think he's the right person to be the president of the National Party, because they have a very clear role, which is the glue between the parliamentary and party wing, and as a fundraising, and to head the fundraising efforts for the party. I just think that, you know, when I was Prime Minister, there was a long time where people just said on the other side of the parliamentary benches they would get sick of me. And, of course, you're always going to get sick of someone that's a leader and that's on TV all the time. But the problem with all of that is that, you're not being proactive about what you're doing. You're not actually coming up with alternatives. And, actually, I think what you're going to see is a Labour Party that is going to say, well, OK, National lost 413,000 voters. Well, we gained them. How do we hold on to them? And if we hug the middle ground and we do a reasonable job, then not all of them, but some of them will stay. And if they stay with Labour, we don't win. So I think, again, I just think the most important thing we can do in the National Party is get a mirror out, have a look in it, say these are the things we can control, get on top of that, control those things, and do a really good job of what we're doing. Start going back to what we did for a long time.
Is Peter Goodfellow getting that mirror out? Is he having a look? Is he wanting to see where it went wrong in an perhaps unflattering way or in an unvarnished way? Would that show that he's listening? And by making the comments he is making, does that show he isn't?
I think he does, but I think you just have to accept that. Sometimes when you go to the National Party AGM or a national conference, I mean, you're going to offer a range of different perspectives. Because to be fair, he also offered a perspective that said we have to take personal responsibility for some of the things that went wrong. He offered a range of different views. I chose to go there and say, look, you could go and look at any particular thing you wanted to. But in my opinion, as the former leader of the party, what I do know is that there's a sort of health test or hygiene test that I think voters have.
Mm.
And they generally say, look, if you can't really run yourselves, if you've got all these other different issues, if the general focus of attention is on you, the political party, not me, the voter, then you're just simply not ready to be the government. And that will be the strongest factor, in my view, in turning them back to national.
There was, of course, the revolving door of leadership this year. Judith Collins, is she the right leader? Would she make a good prime minister?
I think she'd make an excellent prime minister. As I said, I came in with her in 2002. She's very experienced. She was a very good minister, Judith. And, Judith's a tough operator. And actually, people want that, I think. People want a leader that's confident and knows what they're about.
And that's despite the dirty politics, despite the fact that you sacked her, you still think she'd make a good prime minister?
I do. And I think, you want to, again, take all of those things with a grain of salt. I mean, I did, I believe, absolutely the right thing when there was a situation where she stood down for a period of time, and I did the right thing when I reinstated her. I mean,
so the dirty politics stuff should be taken with a grain of salt.
Well, all I'm sort of saying is that, there's no point really in relitigating all of those kind of issues, and we can all go and look back on things, but my main point really is that's not relevant to the voters of 2023. I think what is relevant is what she does now and over the next 3 years and how she leads the party. And she's got both the mental and physical strength to do that. And she has a very prodigious work rate. I mean, the reality with Judith is she'll work 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Mm. So to me, I think she's absolutely the right person.
But would National have been better sticking with Simon Bridges?
As I said in the speech, you can go through a whole bunch of what ifs. It's sort of pointless, really. Caucuses often change leaders when there is polling issues or when they feel they're not doing well. And actually, to be blunt, there's nothing wrong with a political party changing a leader. I mean, if you go and have a look at Labour in 2017, they changed to Jacinda. Mm. Really a couple of months out from the election, people would say that that was a successful move they made. The party's changed their leader. The issue isn't that. The issue is the way that you do things. And ultimately, what Labour did in 2017, which they might add really hadn't done tremendously well for a long time prior to that, was they did coalesce around Jacinda, and they said, well, we believe he'd be the right leader. Andrew Little accepted that decision and proved to be, a solid team member. And so I kind of think that All I would simply say is, again, National's got lessons to learn. If it changes its leader, so be it. But it's got to handle that professionally. I've never argued that they can't argue about all of those things. As I said in my speech in the weekend, it can have discussions about all sorts of things, but it needs to do that in a very professional way, and it needs to deal with itself.
What about the caucus? Is there going to still be disquiet? It appears that leaks are still happening despite the weekend. RNZ, for example, understands that not all MPs are happy with Goodfellow remaining in his position. And significant figures like Christopher Luxon, should he be given more responsibility? Should he have more profile, considering his background?
Well, as I said, to go back to where you need to get to, which is talking about the things that are important to voters, will take some time. I don't think, I mean, we can do that as a caucus and tighten up very quickly. But ultimately, you know, there'll always, but there's an appetite within the media to report on these matters because it's kind of interesting, isn't it? I mean, that's the way these things happen. So all I'd sort of simply say is, look, I think that the caucus is not silly. It knows that what I'm saying is the tried and true method to be unified and to do the right thing. And I think that you will find that as time rolls on, they will follow that message. I hope they do, because I genuinely believe it to be the right advice.
That's the former leader of the National Party and indeed former Prime Minister, Sir John Key.